राम राम। डिस्कोर्स 13 फ्रॉम द बुक साधकों के प्रति बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास जी महाराज। वेयर देयर इज नन अदर इज कॉल्ड एक्सक्लूसिव। ऑन वन साइड इज द वर्ल्ड एंड ऑन द अदर साइड इज गॉड। बिटवीन गॉड एंड द वर्ल्ड इज द जीवात्मा, द एम्बॉडीड सोल। व्हेन वन हैज नो इंक्लिनेशन फॉर द वर्ल्ड एंड ओनली इंक्लिनेशन फॉर गॉड, then it is called ananya bhakti or exclusive devotion. When one has interest in world and no and in god as well, then it is simply other type of devotion, not exclusive devotion. If one desires for world as well as god, then in this dilemma both are gone. One neither gets the world nor god. Duvidha mein dono gaye maya mili na ram. Because the world will not last, in other words, it will not remain steady, and on the other hand, one does not turn to God. This is our position. The thing that we take does not stay with us, and the thing which stays, we do not take. This is our state. Hence, only take that which stays, the ever existence. And don't ask for that which does not stay. This is exclusive devotion. The ultimate goal of human birth is to acquire the ultimate bliss, anand, and to be entirely free from all kind of suffering. Where not even an iota of suffering can reach, and there is no greater bliss, peace, happiness and joy ever exist. The 22nd verse in chapter 6 in Gita is very useful for this. It talks about two things. Yam labdva chaparam labhe manyate nadhikam tata. Having gained a state after which he does not reckon any other attainment other than that. And यस्मिन् स्थितो न दुःखेन गुरुयापि विचालयेत। Being thus established, one is not shaken even in the midst of the greatest affliction. Even in times of great suffering, great pain, huge diversities, he is not shaken. Even if his body is broken into pieces, yet he is not shaken and firmly believes in God. To attain such a state is the ultimate aim of human birth. And this human form is acquired to attain this tat or divinity. Every being experiences joys and sorrows in this world. Even dogs and donkeys experience it. Trees experience it. Which means everyone experiences joys and sorrows. If human beings spend their entire lifetime in these experiences of joy and sorrow, then this human birth will not be fruitful. One gains, one loses. One meets, one splits. Today one is very happy. Today one is very sad. Today one gained. Today one loses. These blows are faced by everybody. Look at the demigods. The beings in hell in 84 lakh forms of life, whosoever you see. So if humans also face this, then it is not a fruitful birth. Because these things, joys and sorrows, can be experienced in any form of birth. Whether it is a dog or donkey, pig or camel, tree or grass, this is experienced by all forms of birth. Meaning this is not rare in any birth and it is easily available. Rare is that happiness, that pure joy in which there is not even a single strand of sorrow and there is no shortage of bliss. To achieve this state is the ultimate goal of human birth. Hence every human should make a firm resolve that I have come here to achieve that divinity, God, and that is the only work I have. I will not take that which is incomplete or can be destroyed. Even if I earn money, then this will be incomplete, as it will not always stay with me. If I gain respect and appreciation, then that too will remain incomplete and will not stay with me. Knowledge, capabilities, entitlement, position, whatever I get, it will all be imperfect and incomplete and will not stay with me. I don't want such things which are incomplete and which will not stay with me forever. When one makes this firm resolve and wants only to attain God, then it is called exclusive or undivided devotion, ananyata. First, one has to develop exclusivity in the ego, I-ness, that I want only that divinity. When one develops such a resolve in his ego, then only exclusive devotion can take place. Man thinks that by doing work, he will become a doer. By devotion, he becomes a devotee. By wisdom, he becomes wise. This is correct, but in spite of being correct, it has one flaw. The flaw is, I will become a spiritual aspirant by spiritual practices. Then I will attain perfection. This notion will result in delay. It means that by changing the action, one's ego changes, but that takes time. But I am an aspirant and I have to attain only God. Even if the whole world turns topsy-turvy, I am not concerned with anything. My quest is only to know God. This thought, when it enters the ego, means when such a firm resolve takes place, then all his actions will automatically change accordingly. Thereafter, he will never get distracted from his goal, his purpose. Even if he gets a lot of money, gets a lot of respect, gets appreciated, gets a powerful position, becomes a king, then too he will not be distracted, as he knows that acquiring these things is not his aim. If you do these actions, then you will get heaven or get Brahmalok, get all the joys of this world. Such allurement also cannot distract him, because this is not what he wants. Like if one eats pure food in today's world and someone tells him that this breed of fish is very tasty, then he will see, why are you causing a commotion? However tasty and fresh this breed of fish may be, I don't want it at all. Similarly, if you tell an aspirant who has a firm resolve that, look, these worldly pleasures are very pleasurable, they will offer great luxury, rest and relaxation, then he will say, look, I don't want luxury and comfort. I am not here to indulge in pleasures and comforts. If you will do this work, then you can earn great profit and you can accumulate and collect lots of money. But I don't want to accumulate and hold. We will give you lots of money, gold, silver, diamonds, big position, make you minister. My merciful friend, I don't need these useless things. All these means is that irrespective of whether it is good or bad, we don't want to take it. We only want that one transcendental and ever-existent God. That which is called liberation, supreme well-being, salvation, attainment of love. We want that only. After attaining that element, there remains nothing unattained and sorrows never reach there. I need that element. I don't need anything else. Now, how can everybody be like this? Everybody can be like this because every human being is entitled to attain God. Whatever caste he belongs to, whatever hermitage, whatever sect, whatever country, whatever state he belongs to, he is still entitled for attaining God. Whereas one does not fully own this world, neither one fully owns the money, nor reputation and respect. Yes, you can get a little portion of it, but you cannot get the entire thing. Whereas all can attain that tattva, God, entirely. It cannot be fragmented. No other life form has this capability. Only in human beings, God has given this capability that everyone can attain God. Worldly position, power, etc. is not given equally to even two. But earlier saints like Sukhdev Ji, Sant Kadi Ji, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, liberated souls, many great intelligent men have attained it. That element cannot be attained by every man. All humans can achieve it. The only condition is that one has to dislike worldly pleasures and accumulation and has to believe that we don't need worldly pleasures and accumulation. What if we come across worldly pleasures and hoard things? Like what you do if accidentally your feet get into dirt, stops there, gets filled with it. You take a bath to clean it. Likewise, if one accidentally gets worldly pleasure, gets money, wealth, diamonds, precious stones, etc., then think that your feet has got stuck in the dirt. We don't want it. We only want God. Except God, we don't want to take anything. This is exclusive and ultimate devotion. After acquiring human birth, if one earns money, gets all the enjoyment, gets respect and admiration, then this human birth has gone waste. If one gets stuck in money or stuck in worldly things, then he is not human. What is human in this? Getting a human birth is very rare. Durlabh manusho deha. In our religious text, it is mentioned that getting a human birth is very difficult even for demigods. Bade bhag manush tan pava sur durlabh sada granthini gava. After acquiring such a human birth, one only thinks of attaining enjoyment, wealth. How much can one accumulate? At the end, all the effort will go waste. Nothing will be of any use. But men are remaining pleased, thinking we will take this and that. What will you take? Are these things worth taking? The things which will not stay with you forever, and neither can you stay with them. What purpose will it serve to you after you acquire them? You have been cheated. You have been betrayed and nothing more. And furthermore, you have done this purposely. You have drawn the axe on your feet. Hence, abandon all and strive for that true element only, after which you will never strive for anything else. After acquiring that, one is not born during the great creation, Mahasarg, and neither gets distressed during great dissolution, Mahapralaya. Always happy, always in bliss. Sarge api nopajayante pralaye na vathanti cha. Gita chapter 14 verse 2. One can easily acquire that tattva in least amount of time while this body still remains. One doesn't need any knowledge to acquire that, nor any special capabilities. One only needs firm desire to attain that. That desire should be such that whatever worldly pressures come his way, he will not stop until he has attained that tattva. I only want God and nothing else. What he will have, such an intense longing, such a firm resolve, he will automatically get the required things. The essential religious books, the guru or teacher, everything he will get. When God himself is present, then what else can remain? But in spite of all this, human thinks, let me complete this task as well. Let me complete that task as well. Brother, you will die in doing these petty things and get nothing in return. I have heard a story. There was once a family comprising of four members: Brahmin, his wife, son, and daughter-in-law. The son suddenly died while still very young. His dead body was lying in the courtyard and everybody was gathering there. Suddenly that Brahmin rose and started leaving. Everybody asked, "Where are you going?" Brahmin said, "I will become a saint and only do bhajan from now onwards." People said, "Oh, don't you have any mercy? Your young son has died, leaving behind two women. Who will be responsible and provide for them?" Brahmin said the young boy did not worry the least about who will provide for them, and he left, leaving us all behind. "Why should an old man like me worry?" People again said, "Maharaj, at least take him to burial side." He said, "What is the difference between this house and the burial side? My home is same as the burial side. Keep him wherever you want, either here or there. I am leaving." Saying so, he went off immediately. The incident is very old, perhaps 1975 Vikram Samvat or earlier. At that time, there was a magazine called Vedant Kesari. It mentioned one incident in which a man in Mumbai, while roaming near the seashore, went and sat on a wall. During that time, a young man came with a mug and towel to the seashore to bathe. He kept the mug and towel on the beach and went to the ocean, but never returned. He drowned. He never managed to come back. People searched and found his dead body. Now the man who was sitting on the wall washed everything. Hearing all this, he took off without a single word to his family and friends. He firmly resolved that if dying takes such a less time, then how can this body be trusted? "I will do bhajan. I want to attain that tattva." Recently, around 5-6 years back, there was an article in the newspaper. In Nagpur, four young men were talking to each other on how to become a saint. Then one said, "Just like that you can become one." The three others said, "Then you go ahead and become a saint." He said, "Yes, I will become a saint and do bhajan. Prayers, worship, devotion, remembrance of God." Rest of them again said, "Can you be like Gopi Chand, who called his wife as mother and got alms? Can you call your wife as mother and get alms?" He said, "Yes, I will go and get alms." He did accordingly and went home and asked his wife, "Mother, give alms." How does this happen? It happens like this. Now that the thought has arisen, it is once and for all. Now there is no dilly-dallying, nothing can go haywire. Does one check the auspicious state before dying? In the same way, make a firm resolve that even if the world sees us as good or bad, whether we get happiness or sorrow, whether we acquire money or lose it, whatever happens, we undoubtedly want to attain that divinity. This is what is called exclusive, undivided devotion or supreme devotion. Kuch mango, kuch sthir na rahai, dekhat nain chalayo jag jai. Ek lakh poot sava lakh naati, ja ravan ghar diya na baati. Lanka sukot samudra sikhai, ja ravan ki khabar na paai. Sone ke mehel roop ki sajja, chode chale nagri ke raja. Koi kare mehel, koi kare taati, udi jaye has padi rahe maati. Aabat sang na jaat sangati, kaha bhaye bal baanthe haati. Kahe kabir ant ki bari, haat jari jo chala juari. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.